at the end of what we had learned yesterday, discussed three individuals that are believed, but they're believed only if they speak right away. If time elapses, then they are no longer believed. So one is the lesson that we got into because of Rava, namely that the parents of an Asufi are believed if they come right away and say, this is my child, this is our child. But if the child was already taken out of the street, and there's already now a reputation that he's an Asufi, then they're not believed about him. Then the Gemara said, a midwife is believed right away to say this child is a Bechor, is the firstborn. And finally, if there are three women laying on a bed and there's blood that's found on the bed, we don't know from who, and one woman checks herself and finds blood, so if she's checked herself right away, she's believed to say the blood came from me and the other women are Tahor. Yes. That we saw yesterday, that's right, that there is the issue of Kavua. Well, we did say that if she went to them, so then within that group that she went to, there's certainly some psulim, it's Kavua. Kol Kavua kemechza al mechza dami, it's like 50-50. But the Gemara said, even that, 50-50 is permitted because the Torah only prohibits Mamzer Vadai, a definitive Mamzer, but Mamzer Safek, a doubtful Mamzer, is not prohibited at all. So we are here about a third of the way down on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, our sages taught in a Braisa. If four women give birth in a house, so we don't know who the child is. Is he a child of the Kohenes? Is he a child of the... Is he a child of the Kohen? Is he a child of the Nazir? Menes Chaya Lomar, the midwife, is believed to say, Zeh Kohen, this baby is the Kohen. Zeh Levi, this baby is the Levi. Zeh Nasin, this baby is the Nasin, the Givoni, who's not allowed to marry rabbinically. Vizeh Mamzer, and this one is the Mamzer. Amedvar Mamurim, Shelo Kara Leh Shem Ara. Where a person didn't come to challenge the testimony of the midwife. Aval karale arer, but if somebody came and said, no, this very child that this woman is saying is the kosher, is really the mamzer. And in an amenes, then the midwife is not believed. Arer demai, what's this challenge that we say disproves the midwife? Ilem Arer Chad, one person comes and says, no, you said this child was kosher, he's really a mamzer. Ayvam Rabbi Yochanan Arer Pachas Mishnai. One person doesn't have the ability to challenge things, only two. Ela Arer Tre, must be that it was two people who come and say, I know the midwife said that this child was the one who's kosher, but we know this child is the mamzer. We can say, one person came and challenged what the midwife said. When did Rabbi Yochanan said that a challenge is only by two? Hani mili, that's, when is that so? When there was a presumption that the person was kosher. But when there was no presumption, such as in this case, we only know that the child is okay from this midwife, even one person challenging is believed to create a challenge. Yeah, so then how could you say that this person is kosher? We don't know anything about the person. Yeah, it's contested, so it blows up the testimony. We learned in a braisa, if there are two people arguing who bought something, Neman Bal Mekach, the seller is believed, Lomer Lezeh Macharti, Lezeh Ein Macharti. he's believed to say, this is the one who I sold to, this is the one who I didn't sell to. When is the seller believed? When he still has that object that was purchased. But if the object has already left his house, and now both of these people who claim that they bought it are holding on to it, ain't no Naaman, he's not believed to say, I sold it to Reuven and not to Shimon. Ask the Gemara of an Echzizuzim and not Nakat, why do we need to believe him? Why don't we just ask him who he got the money from? He only got one set of money, presumably. Who paid? Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the case is Nakami Tarvai. He ended up getting the money from both of them. Why? Yamar, he explained, Chad Midatoi, I sold it to one person, I gave him the money. Some other guy came and grabbed it, and he also gave me the money against my will. Chad Bal Karchi. I don't know which one I got willingly and which one I got, and it was the money was forced into my hand. And therefore, if he still has the object, he's believed to say this is the one I got it from willingly, and this is the one who forced the money into my hand. But if he doesn't have the object anymore, it's already in their hands. He's not going to be paying attention. He's not going to remember. He doesn't care. Since he doesn't remember, he no longer has credibility to say, this is the one who gave me the money. This is the one who forced the money in my hand. The end of the braisa. Naaman Dayan Lomar. A judge is believed to say, Lazezi Kisi. This is the one who I acquitted. Ulazechi Avti. This is the one who I said had to pay the money. When is the judge believed? When obviously the two litigants are claiming, each one are claiming, I'm the one who came out of the court case winning. So he's allowed to say, or he's believed when he says, I said that Reuven was right. That's when Baalei Dinim Omdin Lefanav. They're still there in front of him. And so since they're still there in front of him, he's still remembering the decision. Aval Ein Baalei Dinim Omdin Lefanav. But if the people who are fighting are no longer in front of him, so at that point he forgets. Ein Onaman, so he's no longer believed. And he says, this is the one who I said was the one who didn't have to pay. This is the one who I said he did have to pay. Ask the Gemara, why do we need to rely on him? Let's look who's holding the document from the court saying he's the one who won. We're talking about where that document was torn up. Since the document was torn up, we have to rely on testimony. So we have here three examples. We have a midwife, we have a seller of an object, and we have a judge. They're all believed immediately. But as time goes on and things move out of sight, we don't believe that they're still remembering. These aren't so important for them to remember. Then they don't have credibility anymore.
Aren't there usually three judges, though?
Not necessarily. You can have Yachid Mumcha. You can have an expert judge sometimes. But, okay. So the Gemara asks, Vini Tanayu, so why don't we have judge it all over again? Remember, justice is somewhat, you know, you can replicate it. It's like a scientific experiment. What's that? Go through the court case again and figure out who's right. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about where you couldn't replicate it because it was a court case of Shuda Dedaini, of basically the judge gets to throw it. It was at the discretion of the judge. The Gemara talks about a case where a guy showed up because there was a will that said that my possession should go to Tuvia. So two Tuvias show up. So we don't know which Tuvia he meant. So the Gemara says, Shuda Dedaini, let the judge choose which one he wants to give it to. Let him throw it wherever his heart moves him. So again, it's not replicable because it was the whatever way his heart moved him. So therefore, he's no longer believed once they walk out. Yeah, so that's the machlokas rishonim, but the simple explanation is once there's a situation where there's no other way to determine, then the court at least goes to his heart, let him decide. Okay, talking about furthermore testimonies about people. Amar of Nachman taught, Shlosha ne'emanim ala b'chor. There are three people who would be believed to testify about twins, which one is the firstborn, and therefore he's entitled to a double portion. Ve'eluhen, these are the three. Chaya, the midwife, Aviv, his father, the Imo, and his mother. Chaya, the midwife, as we've learned, la'alter, is believed right away, right after the birth, right with the birth. She's believed to say, this is the one who was firstborn. Imo kol shiva, the mother is believed the first 7 days. Because for those first 7 days before the bris milah, the mother is the one taking care of the child. Aviv li'olam, the father is believed forever. Yeah, if they're twins, they decide which one's the bechor. In a braisa, the Torah says, Kiyas ha-bechor ben asnua yakir. For the firstborn, even if he's this child of the less beloved wife, is the one he should recognize. Lasis lo pishnayim, to give him a double portion. Yakir, he should recognize. Meaning, yakirenu lacherim. He should recognize him to others. He should identify him to others. Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, based on this verse, yakir, he recognizes him. Rabbi Yehuda taught, Naman Adam Lomar, a father is believed to say, Zebni, this is my son, and this son of mine is the Bechor, is the firstborn. Ukshem Shenaman Lomar Zebni Bechor, the same way he has credibility, which impacts money, to say, this is my son who's the firstborn, he gets a double portion. Kach Naman Lomar, he's also the one who's believed to say, Zeb Ben Grusha, this son of mine is the son of a Grusha, and I'm a Kohen, and he's there for a Chalal, he can't do the service. Or Zeb ben Chalutza, I'm a Kohen, this son of mine is the son of a Chalutza, and therefore he's disqualified from doing the service rabbinically. The Chacham disagree with Rav Yehuda, and they say, Eino Naaman, he doesn't have credibility to ruin his son, although he does have credibility in terms of identifying who is the Bechor. Or the wife's not around anymore, right? Somebody shows up with a babe, with a child. This is his child, but the wife's gone. So he's the one.
It's a whole 9-month process.
Yeah, but we may not have been privy to that, right? A guy moves to town and just came now. A father has credibility about his child, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But since he has credibility about money, he has credibility about personal status too. And the Chacham say, no, the Pasuk gave him credibility to say, this is my Bechor, but he never gave him credibility to ruin the child for the rest of his life.
Therefore, a C-section, which is the
Bechor. In a C-section, whomever comes out first is the Bechor.
Whoever the doctor takes out first?
Whichever child came into the world first. Yeah, question. Yeah. No. Yoledet is the midwife, the nurse.
One's a girl, one's a boy.
The nurse in the room that took the baby out. No, it's good. Yeah, it's the same as Mialedet Chaya. We learned in the Mishnah that Abba Shaul would say that the term of a child who his mother tells him don't call father Abba, what we call shtuki, is beduki, check him. My beduki, what does it mean? He's the one who should be checked. We check by asking his mother who is the father. And if she says the father was the person who's kosher, we believe, and the child is kosher, kemat, who is like that, who's that saying that you believe the mother? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel. That's like the view of Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara asks, Tanina Chada Zimna. We already learned that Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos, the beginning of the Masechta. The times we learned in the Mishnah, Haisamu barest. If there's a woman who's pregnant, v'amrullah, and they said to her, Mativa Shaluber Zet. Are you pregnant from a kosher source or a pasul source? Amar lahem, she said to them, Ish ploni, I'm pregnant from this and this man, the Kohen who, and he is a Kohen, so it's fine. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Nehemenes, she's believed because she has a cheskas kashrus, and together with her word, she's believed. We don't believe her when she says she was, impregnated by somebody kosher. We say, no, maybe the child is possible. That we do believe her. So why do we have to tell us in Maseches Ksubis that we believe her? And then repeat now in Maseches Kiddushin that she is believed. That Abba Shaul says she's the one who's believed. So the Gemara answers, it's said twice for the following reason. Rabbi Gamliel was saying that she's believed about herself. And she can keep eating truma. When she says, yes, this baby I have inside of me is from a kosher source. And the second time Rabbi mentioned this halacha, is lahach shebevita, is to say that not only is she believed that she can eat chuma, but she's believed that her child is kosher and that her child can marry a kohen. Anicha, that's fine. Lamad amar ledivrei amachshir ba posel bevita, that's fine. According to the view who said that when Rabbi Gamliel said she's believed about herself, she's believed. That's only about herself, but not about the child. That's why Rabbi has to tell us that according to Abba Shaul, she's believed even in regards to the child. But according to the opinion that's said in Ksubos, Rabbi Gamliel, who says she's believed and she says, I'm pregnant from a kosher source, that means that the child is also kosher. So Abba Shaul, my also Lashmin, and why do you have to repeat this idea that she's believed here in Maseches Kedushin? What's it teaching us? Answers the Gemara, the Abba Shaul, Adif from the Rabbi Gamliel. Abba Shaul was saying something even further than what Rabbi Gamliel said. He may ask them what Rabbi Gamliel said. I would have thought, Haslam the Rav Ksherin Etzla. That's perhaps only talking about a case with the pregnant woman who's single. Now, a single woman who's pregnant, most of the possibilities would make it kosher. Because the only way it would be a problematic child is if it's from a mamzer, or if it's from an immediate relative. But most of the rest of the world would end up with a kosher child from her. So then maybe he says she's believed. She's also a rov supporting her. Avalecha the rov psulin etzla. But let's say it's a case where she is a woman who is married. She's Makudesha. She's an Arusa. So, an Arusa suddenly becomes pregnant. And then we go ask her what's going on. So she has actually, most of the possibilities are puzzle possibilities. If she says, I'm pregnant from my husband, it's all kosher, aim a low, then I might have thought it wouldn't work. And she's not believed. So Tzricha, that's why Rebbe had to repeat the halacha here. That even in the case of Rov Psulin Etzla, most of the possibilities are possible. If she tells us that the baby is kosher, she's believed. Amar Rava said, that's in fact the halacha. A shtuki is really a beduki. Check with the mother. If the mother says it's kosher, she's believed. Halacha ke Abba Shaul, halacha's like Abba Shaul. Next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of who people can marry. Kol asur in lavo bakal, all those who are not allowed to marry into the community, such as a mamzer, or a shtuki, a suffolk mamzer, who's not allowed rabbinically to marry the community, mutar in lavo zebazet, are allowed to marry each other. One mamzer can marry another mamzer, and a mamzer can marry a shtuki. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, that a mamzer cannot marry a shtuki. Rebbe Lazar Omer. Rebbe Lazar said like this: Vadan bivadan mutter. A person who we know is a mamzer, male mamzer, can be with a female mamzer. However, vadan a mamzer with sfeikon, with a shtuki, with a safik mamzer, or sfeikon safik mamzer bivadan with a mamzer vadai, usfeikon bisfeikon, or a shtuki with another shtuki, or a sufi with another asufi, is asur, and they can't marry each other, right? Because the asufi with an asufi, maybe one asufi is kosher, the other one is pasul. They can't marry each other. Elu and asfeikos, what are sfeikos? Shtuki and asufi. And kuti. The kutim, the shomronim, also are safek isser. Says the Gemara. Michael asurin lavo bekol. Which disqualified people did the Tanakhama refer to when he says, all those who can't marry the kol can marry each other? If he's saying that a mamzer can marry a nasin, and a shtuki can marry an asufi, atani le'resha, that we had in the first Mishnah. Mamzer, nasini, shtuki, and asufi, those four groups, mutar and levels ebezet, are allowed to marry within each other. So why did I have to repeat it? Oh, and furthermore, if we're going to say that he's permitting all the different Isurim to marry with each other, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, when Rabbi Yehuda says they can't marry with each other, ahai, what's he referring to? Ilem avadon b'sfeikon, if he's saying a mamzer can't marry a shtuki nasufi, because maybe the shtuki nasufi are kosher, and the mamzer is pasul. Hamidiktani sefer, Rebbe Lezer, omer vadon b'vadon mutter, vadon b'sfeikon aser, mechlaud Rabbi Yehuda lo svirle. Since Rabbi Elezer is the one who says mamzer can marry mamzer, but a mamzer can't marry a shtuki because maybe it'll be the pasul with the kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. When Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't allow that which a Tanakhama allows, that just means that he's not permitting a ger to marry a mamzeres. What do you mean? But did the Tanakhama even talk about ger and mamzeres? The Tanakhama said, kol asurim lavo b'kol katani. The Tanakhama talks about all those who are not allowed to enter the community, namely mamzer with mamzer, mamzer with shtuki, mamzer with nasin. He never spoke about mamzer, about ger. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, you got it. Rabbi Yehuda explained that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say that a ger can't marry a mamzeres. Iri said that the Tanakhama wasn't talking about ger and mamzeres. The Tanakhama was talking about kol asurim. Sachikama, this is what the Tanakhama means. Kol asurim, lavo b'kahal kahuna. All those who can't enter into the community of Kohanim. So who can enter the community of Kohanim? So that's what we learned earlier. Giores p'chusa mibashal shana v'yom echad. A convert who converts when she's very young, and she's younger than 3 years and a day. So according to the Chachamim, she is not allowed to marry a Kohen. No, we saw earlier in Ksubos. Ger Katan, their Bezdin's Das works for the Gerus of the child. No, the Bezdin's Das. So, if you have a very, very young convert, so that young convert can't marry a Kohen, Udaloki Reb Shimon Yochai, unlike Reb Shimon Yochai, who holds that a very young convert is permitted to marry a Kohen, so that's the Tanakhama saying. These young converts, mutar and lavo zebazet, are allowed to marry mamzerim. And then Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso holds that gerim are a kol, and he holds therefore that they cannot marry mamzerim. So the Gemara says, why do you talk about a very young convert? Why don't you talk about a regular age convert? A convert is already 3 years and a day. And the Tanakhama says the convert is possible to marry a Kohen, but can marry a Mamzer. And say it's following the Shimon Yochai. And then Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that no, that a Mamzer can't marry a Kohen. I'm sorry, Mamzer can't marry a Gioras. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if you're going to see the Tanakhama is talking about a Ger who's over three, Mitzida Tavra. Right over there, you have something to break it. You have a question upon it. Because if it's over three, Ella Taima, why can she marry a Mamzer, this Gioras who's over three, the Bashal Shan of Yom Echad, because she's over three. So since she's over three, she's prohibited to kahuna, and that's why she's permitted to a Mamzer. But if she would convert less than three, to Muteras Lava Bakal Kuhuna, which according to Reb Shimon Yochai, such a convert is allowed to marry a Kohen. Asura Lava Zebazet, is she not going to be allowed to marry a Mamzer? One second. According to Reb Shimon Yochai, a young girl who converts younger than the age of three, true, he says that she's allowed to marry a Kohen, but he would certainly agree that she's still allowed to marry a Mamzer, because she's still not Kohel, because only Jews are called Kohel. Gerim are not called Kohel. So that's why he had to say that the Tanakhama didn't agree with Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama, who's saying that those who are pasul b'kahal kahuna are mutarim level zebazek, can marry all the psulei kal, all those disqualified to the kal, must be referring to a child younger than the age of three to have that rule. So the Gemara asks, uklalahu, can Rabbi Yehuda make such a rule? Could you make such a rule? The chal asurim lavu b'kal kahuna, mutarim lavu zebazek. Could the Tanakhama mean anyone who is disqualified in marrying into the community of Kohanim can marry with each other, and therefore a convert can marry a mamzer? Mamzeres, Hari Almano, Grusha v'chalala v'zona. What about all these other cases? A widow who can't marry a Kohen Gadol, a divorced woman, a Chalala, child of a Kohen and a divorced woman, a Zona, a woman who once had intercourse with someone who disqualified her, Dasurim Lavu B'Kal Kuna, all of these can't marry a Kohen. But certainly Asurim Lavu Zebazeh, you wouldn't let these people marry a Mamzer. You would not say that if a woman once had intercourse with a non-Jew, or with someone who disqualified her, then she can go marry a mamzer. The Sue, and furthermore, another question. The fact that you're saying all those who are possible to enter the kol can marry a mamzer. Hamutter aser, but if you're saying someone is allowed to a kohen, then he's not allowed to be with a mamzer. Hare ger shemutter b'kohenes. A ger is allowed to marry a female Kohen, a Kohenes, a daughter of a Kohen, so he can enter the community of Kohanim. And yet, umutu b'mamzeres, he's certainly allowed to marry a mamzeres. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about, the Brice is talking about. So now we're back to the problem. What's Rabbi Yehuda adding different than what Rabbi Lezer is about to say? Elam Rav Nasan Bar Hoshia. So Rav Nasan Bar Hoshia said like this. Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tanakhama is saying. Anyone who the Kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of that person. What's an example of where a Kohen can't marry the daughter? Gershon Asagiores, a convert who marries another convert, so their child is a convert, and therefore the Kohen can't marry that child. Ukribelezer ben Yaakov, which we're going to see that later, that idea. Mutaron lavo zebazeh, they are allowed to marry psulim, because converts can marry a mamzer and a mamzeres, because converts are not considered kahal. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, the converts are kahal, and they cannot marry mamzer. Uklalu, is this such a rule? Tachol shekoin asalisas bito mutarim lavo zebazeh. Is it true that anyone that a Kohen can't marry his daughter would be allowed to marry Mamzerim? A male Chalal marries a regular Bas Yisrael. The child is going to follow the father. It's going to be a Chalal, a Chalala. The Kohen Asalisa Bito. Asurin Lami Lavo Zebazeh. Certainly the Chalalim are not allowed to marry Mamzerim. Lokasha, it's not a contradiction. Maybe this Mishnah holds script. Ustai ben Yehuda, who said earlier that if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the child is not a chalal, and the child is permitted. But still, how could you say such a reading of the Mishnah, of the Braisa? Hare chalal shanasa chalala. If a chalal marries a chalala, Kohen Aser Lisa Bito, the daughter of that, certainly the Kohen can't marry, because that's certainly a Chalal. Chalala. Va'aser Nami Lavo Zebazeh, but certainly a Chalala can't marry a Mamzer. Visu, and furthermore, Hamutter. If the Kohen is allowed to marry some daughter, then Aser, then those... Is it true that anyone who the daughter is prohibited to the Kohen is then permitted to the Mamzerim? But those all prohibited to the Kohen would be permitted to the Mamzerim. But those permitted to the Kohen are prohibited to the Mamzerim. What about the following case? Ger Shanasa Bas Yisrael. If a Ger marries a Bas Yisrael. So Kohen Mutter Lisa Bito, the Kohen can marry the daughter, according to Belezer ben Yaakov. And nevertheless, Umutarim Lavo Zeba Zeba, but since the father was a ger, the child should have the status of a ger who's allowed to marry a mamzer. So it's not a good rule. Rather, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Avuah. Hachan our Mishnah, the argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is Mamzer Me'achoso U'Mamzer Me'eshes Ish Ika Beinayhu. The argument between them is Mamzer the child of a prohibited liaison with a punishment of Kares? Or is Mamzer based on a prohibited liaison with the punishment of death? Tanakama Savar, Afilu Mamzer Me'achoso, Nami Havi Mamzer, even a brother who sleeps with his sister, which is a prohibition that takes with it the penalty of Kares, would create Mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Me'eshes Ish. If a married woman went and had an affair, that child is a Mamzer, because there is a penalty of death there. Me'achoso, but if it's from the sister where it's only kares, lo havi mamzer. That he holds is not considered a mamzer.
He or she can get married to Kohen.
Apparently, because it's not a mamzer according to him. Ma'ika mashmalan, what's the chiddush chenina? We already learned it in a different Mishnah back in Yevamos. Ezehu mamzer, what makes someone a mamzer? Kol shu b'lo yavo divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the child of a marriage that was prohibited with a lav. Shimon HaTeimani omer kol shechayav nalav kares bidei shamayim. Shimon HaTeimani says the child of any liaison where there is a prohibition of kares in the liaison. Halacha gedvar, halacha is like Shimon HaTeimani. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol shachayav v'nalav misas bezdin, only if the liaison has a death penalty on it. So why would we repeat this argument? El amar Rava Sarava therefore said, no. Ger amonium o'avi ikabeinayu. The argument to Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is about the question of a ger amoni, whether he can marry a mamzeres. Hachikam, this is what it means. The Tanakama said, Kol asurim lava bakal, all those who are asur bakal, umayniu, what is that? A ger amoni moavi, that they cannot marry into the kol. Mutarin lava zebazeh, they're allowed to marry psulim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ask the Gemara, if so, am I Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that a mamzeres can't marry a ger amoni? Ger amoni is certainly not called Kaal Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Achikamar. This is what the Tana means to say. Afalpi. Afalpi Rabbi Yehuda Oser ger b'mamzeres, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres because he holds kal gerim are called kal. So therefore, we should have created a prohibition on ger amoni too. We should say ger amoni, he is kal according to Yehuda. He can't marry mamzeres. So the answer is, this is exactly what we're saying. Hani mili ger deroy love b'kal. Which ger is called kal Hashem, a ger who could marry into kal Hashem. But a ger who is from Ammon and Moab, who can't marry Kal Hashem, not. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama are explaining each other. The Tanakama says, gerim can, who since they're pasul of a bakal, ger amoni, ger moavi, can marry a mamzer. And the Gemara and the Brice is explaining, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds generally gerim cannot marry a mamzer, but ger amoni is certainly not kal Hashem, and therefore ger amoni could marry a mamzeres.